Hello, hello, future pandemic survivors. 2025 will be another big pandemic year to rape and pillage the world and lock us down, kill us all with the next contagious virus. Bill Gates, apparently with John Hopkins, the WHO simulated another pandemic exercise called a catastrophic contagion. This was held in Belgium, but they target fictitious virus coming out in South America this time. It's going to affect adults and children, so they got it all this time. And it's going to be more deadly, as Bill Gates had said before. The next one will be what people will worry about. He already said this a couple years ago, that there will be a next one. And now they held an exercise in Belgium back in October 2022, where they did the simulation of what's going to happen in Brazil, starting out, apparently. I've been saying all along that South America is now a target. It's going to become a new place to do what China and Australia did to their citizens. They want to do it in America's closer to home. There's been many short clips and signs and signals everywhere that they want to control South America. And that's why leaders that were being taken down to replace their own, what happened in Peru and Brazil and many others that were silently being taken over by placing their leaders that will comply with all these programs. The WHO, apparently John Hopkins is in the thick of it, just like last time with Event 201 that they simulated just before the release of coronavirus in 2020. Each time they do this, they kind of tell us that they're going to release something because they do the planned exercise and then they do this. Too bad that I deleted a video that I did early on in the 2020 to show that all these things like lockdown and 6 feet apart separation, all their planning that they did for the coronavirus, what they actually carried out was planned. Michigan, the state of Michigan and its governor partook in this exercise of doing all those protocols. Michigan was the test state. And that's why when coronavirus came out, you know, the governor was like the harshest penalty right away of forbidding people from even buying seeds to grow their crops for the summer, doing ridiculous lockdowns and rules about shutting the local stores and stuff. That was already planned back in 2005, is when they already had planned all of this out, step by step, complete lockstep. There is a Rockefeller lockstep publication that I will go over later in another podcast. The point is, they already had an all detailed outline of all protocols that you have experienced in life recently with the coronavirus. So now we know that they have further planned to depopulate with each pandemic, because they're going to make it more deadlier. Occurred to me that, you know, since people were waiting for a lot of the vaccinated to see if they would die, and many are dying, according to the Deagle report, which is very important, you cannot forget the Deagle report, which already outlined the depopulation country by country, where the Americas was going to lose 70 to 80% of its population, to 400 million down to less than 100 million. How was that going to happen? And that Deagle report was already published and taken down before the coronavirus hit. The Deagle report comprises of government agencies and contacts, even though it was a site about who's going to purchase what weapons, military grade weapons. It was a combination of intel from all government agencies, particularly the United States. They knew ahead of time, I believe that they knew about all these planning to depopulate, and they went ahead and put that forecast in, which was later taken down because people noticed. That's why they actually put a significant reduction, all the G7 countries, which meant Europe, European countries, United States, that were the target. In my book that I was just actually writing about all this, and I'm almost finished, COVID Deception, I went over what the Deagle report was actually analyzing. There's a person that did that. He found out that mostly targeting the G7 countries, to depopulate. Also, I have seen what's been happening in South America and the propaganda that was coming out. South America is a target because, one, they want the resources, the rich resources. What they basically want is to depopulate America and South America to be able to take over the lands, just like Columbus took over the United States with European, at that time, the mothership of England, sent out all the ships to go explore and find new lands, which they did. The United States and South America will be rediscovered by the East. I think they made deals with China, who's been saying all along that they want to expand out of China and go into the new promised land, which is, for them, United States. They want to keep all the infrastructure, but they want the resources that's been already developed. So United States has wide open spaces. It's got all kinds of terrain that in the United States, they take it for granted. They don't really understand what we've been given. It is beautiful land. It is a land of milk and honey. South America is rich with undiscovered resources, has so much potential for being tapped.
So central banks are also starting to understand nature has real value. Carbon, we already figured out. And carbon is moving very quickly into a system where it's going to be very close to a currency, basically being able to take a ton of absorbed or sequestered carbon and being able to create a forward pricing curve with financial service architecture documentation. I just came out of a meeting this morning how we're trying to accelerate that. To be quite honest, not to get very boring that we're on financial topics and things, but they're going to be derivatives, and you need ISDA documentation if you want to trade a derivative in the marketplace. And all of this actually matters for nature as well. I'm going to quickly hand off, but again, I want to talk about value one more time, because the southern part of the world has value far greater than large elements of the northern part. And we start thinking about and putting prices on water, on trees, on biodiversity. We find, where does that sit? I'm doing a lot of work out of Asia, and I say that my next door neighbor, Indonesia, is the left lung of the world, and obviously Brazil's the right, and Africa, absolutely critical, and we need their natural capital as a system-based world more than we need that $66 billion we've got sitting in the basement of the Bank of England. So how do we, and I'm hoping this discussion today, at least from a central banker's point of view, on how do we start tokenizing, how do we start building systems that actually create not only the value, but transfer that value around the world.
They don't need the people there. They just want the resources so they can expand their empires and allow their people to get out of China, go into the West. So I think the power of the globalists to be to appease the Chinese, which is a big powerhouse, they made deals that we will give you this land if you help us with the future of rebuilding that they want to do, the New World Order, controlled by King Charles, that he is the one that's running the show behind the scenes, even though you have a face like Bill Gates and the WHO, John Hopkins. Don't get all too upset about Bill Gates, because he's not the one running the show. He's just a puppet. There are others behind the scene that are way more powerful. And if you watch the podcast with Tim Cohen, who wrote about his book, King Charles is the Antichrist, according to all his research, and he tried to demonstrate that is because King Charles is the one that has been running the show for decades behind the scenes, where all the public leaders have been listening to whatever he says, even though he's just a king now. But as Prince Charles, he was still dominant behind the scenes. Possibly he's still running this, and he's the one who's been instigating the Great Reset and the environmental causes, essentially control the world under climate change agenda. So all of this is related. It's not isolated in one thing or another. It's not Bill Gates doing the next plandemic exercise to come a reality. It is the Antichrist behind the scene that hasn't been revealed yet. It's been running the show to globalize the whole world, implement its policies, and while depopulating, and then coming up with a solution. When all this chaos hits loose, he's going to come in power. He's going to save the day. And it's not going to be a person like Donald Trump. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, as I've been saying all along. But I wanted to point out this event 2025, which is coincides with the deal report for depopulation by 2025. Before 2020, I already knew 2025 was a critical year where significant number of people have to die. Because now we went through this 2020 exercise, and where people were thinking it was going to be the vaccinated who were going to be dying, I now think the people that are going to comply are the ones that are going, they're going to let live, and the ones that don't comply are the ones that are going to die. Because the next one, they're going to make it more serious and visible that people are dying. I don't know what they're going to release, but it's going to be more gruesome and more deadly. Anyone who doesn't comply with their vaccination and mandates and lockdowns are going to be a target. So now I am feeling my mortality. Many of us are not going to make it by after 2025. I strongly feel that perhaps a great tribulation will begin when massive amount of people marked to die. Because Jesus says, in those days, no flesh will be saved unless he comes back. No flesh will be saved. There's only two or three scenarios that I can think of. One is they're genetically modifying humans where they're no longer human. Their soul is not to be saved. That's what Jesus could have meant. The other is that no flesh is left. Their physical flesh is marked for death. That they're going to die. That it's going to be so bad that all these people are going to die, that no flesh will be saved. I still think it's the first, where genetically different, where their soul is not savable anymore, rather than killing all humanity. Because in Revelation, when the two witnesses are killed, they send gift to each other. The whole world parties and sends gifts to each other. Only way you can send gifts to each other and party because you just killed the two witnesses is because all the infrastructure is still in place and not every physical person is about to die. It's not so bad in life. Everyone is without the infrastructure and their flesh is likely to die where Jesus has to come back. That's not what's happening. They are partying. They're sending gifts to each other. And gifts have to be made by people. It has to be transported. And there has to be enough variety where people are enjoying, just like Christmas, be able to go to a store, buy gifts, and send it to somebody else. That tells me that the saints are the target. A certain group of people are the target. Just as Revelation has said, that the war against the saints. And the two witnesses, whether it's two people or two groups of people of olive trees and lampstand, specifically targeted by Satan to go against them, where the two witnesses are declaring weather warfare with them, have superpowers to not only change the weather, but inflict plagues upon the people, or being a witness for God. All of this is related, but I wanted to show you guys what this next event is going to be simulated, as they've done in Belgium.
Officials in two Latin American countries alerted the WHO of several outbreaks of a new infectious disease that's mysteriously appearing across the region. Severe epidemic enterovirus respiratory syndrome 2025. Over the past 6 weeks alone, there have been 500 confirmed or suspected cases reported. The virus could cause a severe pandemic if early containment and mitigation efforts are not successful.
The pandemic in this type of situation and trend would be a risk for the global health security.
Pandemics are inherently political, financial, and so much broader.
We have not spoken on the leadership in the country. And I think that we need to be also very careful. We cannot decide a lot of things without the leaders being involved and agreeing on that.
There is no substitute for national leadership.
It's important to support the local response and the national response.
Training those that are in these areas first, enabling them with the tools, protecting them, and if needs be, regional solidarity first.
At this stage, communication is key, and communication should include not just scientists with data, but also social, religious, and political leaders.
Trust. This is an essential issue, and trust was broken among countries, between populations and healthcare systems, between healthcare systems and governments.
I'm very sorry to say that in 2025, we need to strengthen the health system.
WHO needs to be a voice for the voiceless.
No one is safe until all of us.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 50 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and repeatedly tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and needed the guidance, the toll might have been much less.
They named it SEERS, which is Severe Epidemic Enterovirus Respiratory Syndrome 2025. SEERS sounds like a witchcraft name, you know, foretelling. SEERS, it means clairvoyant, a prophet, one that sees. I can only say, wow, that they named it SEERS to mean prophesying, clairvoyance, foretelling the future. So they are becoming a prophet that something's going to happen in 2025. And the other thing to notice in this video is that most of these who were speaking about global issues were African nation country representatives, along with some European and other countries, more from Africa. So this time around, there were many nations from Africa that didn't buy into the coronavirus lies and didn't take the vaccine, where one of the Tanzanian presidents who died was, or murdered, I should say, exposed the experiment and told the people not to take it, where he saved many lives because of that. And now in this exercise, they made sure they included many Africans go along with it. So I'm wondering now that they installed their people to that will, you know, easily comply with 2025 agenda. In the video simulation, because this is only a simulated trailer, the white man, the European man, said there was a breakdown in healthcare systems and the trust between the people. The black lady quickly said, no, we fixed all that. We need to be able to get protocols put in place to be able to protect it. And they're also telling you that in the type, they're going to be affecting children. And this is what they said, brain injury and paralysis, which is amazing that they predicted what kind of virus it will be this time to affect those, particularly children. They want to get the children in because the coronavirus wasn't meant for to be including children, even though they approved the vaccines, newborns and up. So let's watch this again, where it talks about 1 billion cases worldwide that's going to include children, and they're going to suffer paralysis and brain damage. So this next virus, it sounds a lot like they're mixing polio vaccine virus into whatever that's going to do, because that's what polio does. They already know this. They already demonstrated it. And it, you know, a lot of kids that they were forced to take these polio vaccines, especially in Africa and India, they got paralysis and brain damage, and much of, you know, the many of the vaccines have caused autism. So perhaps they figured out a way to do a new cocktail that will attack children in a specific way.
In an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 50 million children, countless millions are alive but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries in the world.
15 million children, they projected, that's going to be hit with paralysis and brain damage. So that means they want the childhood vaccines as their solution.
Which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed...
So they have full-time preparedness and response teams that's been prepared much in advance to respond to the next pandemic.
Operational planning and repeatedly tested those routines through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated, they needed the guidance. Toll might have been much less
if they don't get their way. So this is their website called The Catastrophic Contagion, which you just saw the video of what they're planning. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 4 African, 1 Indian, and I think, is that Bill Gates right there? And the European guy that got shut down. And then there's a couple of people wearing masks, which is insane that they're wearing this mask while most of them are not. What's the point in that? So they bought into it for sure. It says the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, in partnership with the WHO and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, conducted a catastrophic contagion pandemic tabletop exercise at the Grand Challenges annual meeting in Brussels, Belgium on October 23rd, 2022. Why would they want to be thinking like that? Why are the same people involved trying to always plan and go with the next pandemic the way they predict? Billion people infected and millions of people will die and suffer brain damage and injury. What in their minds would thought that even the next one would even exist like that, when for hundreds and thousands of years nothing like that has happened and no planning was required, and it was always localized if there was any sort of viral outbreak, which I think now, even looking back in history, that was all released on purpose and it was all planned by somebody to make money and depopulate. We should not go back in history and think, oh, that just happened naturally, like the Black Plague that happened in Europe because they were claiming rats did it, and the Spanish flu and so on. I think now that was all planned back then too. Because we don't have the accurate history and proof, we just assume that was just what happened in natural. But now, as these people are doing it in real time and you can visualize this, and they give you information through the internet, we know that this was all planned and months and years before anything happens. So because they named it Sears, they're now the prophets of telling us that it's going to happen by 2025. The Deagle already reported major depopulation by at least the G7 countries and many others. And now, given this 25 exercise, they're going to depopulate the Americas, starting with South America. Extraordinary group of participants consisted of 10 current and former health ministers, senior public health officials from Senegal, Rwanda, Nigeria, Angola, Liberia, Singapore, India, Germany, as well as Bill Gates, co-chair of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So you see how many African nations were involved in this, including India. And then Germany, which is part of G7, where that was part of Deagle Report to get depopulated as well. I think they're targeting the Western countries, possibly trying to depopulate Caucasian people, and then bring and expand the remaining other countries from Africa, China, India, out into other areas. Although India is not seeking to expand itself, it was perfectly happy living with more population in the area that they are given. While China is not, they want to expand. They openly said they will make war, and they don't do it by weapons. China has already said they're not militarily strong, but they're intellectually dominant to be able to create a biological war and kill off people rather than using weapons. And somehow Germany is participating in this, which I don't know why they would want to do that, since they were the country that wanted eugenics to create the perfect race, the Germanic perfect race. So somehow they want to kill their own people as well. So the article says the exercise simulated a series of WHO Emergency Health Advisory Board meetings addressing a fictional pandemic set in the near future, which is only a couple years away now, to 2025. Participants grapple with how to respond to an epidemic located in one part of the world and then spread rapidly, becoming the pandemic with a higher fatality rate than COVID-19 and disproportionately affecting children and young people. So we now know that young people and children are the new target. Participants were challenged to make urgent policy decisions with limited information in the face of uncertainty. I don't think it's limited information. I think they got a ton of information because they're going to do this on purpose. And they've already done all the responsive teams, collected all of that in every scene with COVID. They were able to buy off all the governors of every state, the politicians around the world, all those health ministers that complied. So they were able to reach all of them through the WHO policies, because they all follow the WHO, even the tech media companies. When they shut you down, when they removed your videos, they removed your information, they cited that they does not comply with the WHO program. So the WHO is the one that's giving out instruction and policies. That's like its execution army. While they're not the ones who are making the decisions, it's so Bill Gates is an organizer with all of these companies and a funder. So they fund these exercise programs. They do all the training. They give money to all the local agencies and big programs. But even he isn't the one in charge of all this. He's just being used by someone above him, where everyone is participating in lockstep to do what the Antichrist has told them what to do. The two people that are getting credit for it is the Johns Hopkins and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, which I used to respect Johns Hopkins. I spoke to doctors from Johns Hopkins. And, you know, so back in the day, this was more than 20 years ago, I used to respect that this was a good institution. But now I know it's just part of the New World Order, and with evil agendas and evil plans. And they're using the medical institution to come up with all these policies, and what possibly maybe they're involved in the research as well to come up with these deadly, catastrophic contagions that suddenly are going to be marked by 2025. Be warned to all citizens of the world again that the next exercise is going to happen. And at this time, as Bill Gates has said earlier, that this one is going to be more deadly and more visible. And not just, you know, influenza-like symptoms, but they're going after the jugular. They're going to create some serious damage, brain injury, paralysis, bleeding, whatever they can come up with. And they're going to target South America first. If they're going to target South America, they're going to target the United States. Because the Deagle Report has said much of the depopulation where people noticed was in the United States. Significant reduction. So we're at war World War III is biological warfare. I can only say that God is not going to allow this to happen as they have planned, the seers of the day, because one of the things that the Bible always warned about was that the Great Tribulation was going to be lasting only 3.5 years, and you have to survive through that Great Tribulation. And this, people thought that we were in the Great Tribulation since 2020. So you cannot have all this oppressive, you know, mentally degrading, challenging to live this way. Already it's been 3 years. And by 2025, it'll be 5 years. And that'll go on for another 3 to 4 to 5 years after that. So that doesn't jive with how God described Great Tribulations and to be able to be constantly living under threat for a decade. I don't think, so this is Satan mimicking what God has said, but, you know, God has also said that the restrainer is preventing this full-blown evil to come to power until the right time. So I'm hoping that 2025 is really just a warning for us, but that God will somehow shut this down and expose it where people are going to get angry enough. And they're not going to allow these organizations to take over. Because if they do, and if this actually happens, then we were just basically farm animals waiting to be slaughtered this entire decade. And I don't, you know, that's a hopeless situation for anyone to, especially young people, where they want to get married and have families and make future plans. You can't really do that unless they're complying with all of this and they're not affected. The Satan is not going to target them because they pretty much entered the beast system. So it's only those that are going to be speaking out against it, challenging it, resisting it, not going along with the next wave of vaccine mandates. Those are the people that are going to be targeted and killed. So that's why I'm saying that it's really going to be the opposite effect, the boomerang of what people are thinking the vaccinators are the ones that, I mean, many of them are dying for sure. But the deliberate genocide that is still yet to happen, and I believe it's going to, this time, they're going to target those that are not part of the beast system that don't want to go along. They are the ones that's going to be depopulated first before the rest of them who joined in, because it's 90% of the people have to go. It's not just 90% of the compliers that we had in 2020, because they pretty much says we want to join the beast system, we'll do whatever they tell us to do, and they took the shots. The real, you know, 3.5 year tribulation is going to go against the ones that didn't comply, the ones that went against the beast system, the saints, the believers, and the non-believers who do not believe in this kind of system. And Revelation says the many from all nations wore white robes, and it was answered who they were. They're the ones who went through the great tribulations, who didn't take the mark of the beast. There are going to be people around the world that are not going to go along with any of this stuff, and they're going to resist, but they're going to suffer death eventually. This is a warning that you have to get yourself under the ark of God, because Satan is planning something much more devious to kill off humanity one way or the other. Thanks for listening.